ChoicePoint, a company that provides financial and other data on people, is sending out 145,000 letters this week warning consumers that their financial information has been stolen. That's after crooks got unauthorized access to information in the Georgia-based company's databases. Some lawmakers and privacy advocates say the theft at ChoicePoint underscores the need for stricter regulation of businesses that deal in such information. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, it's unclear whether new laws would help.
Consumers whose information was stolen from ChoicePoint now have some work to do. According to Beth Givens of the Privacy Rights Clearinghouse, they need to be on their guard so that stolen data is not used to get credit in their name.
You need to place a fraud alert on your three credit reports. You need to obtain your credit report, check it very carefully, and if there are signs of fraud, then you need to do a lot of other things to get those fraudulent credit accounts off of your credit report.
So the onus is on consumers to protect themselves, and privacy advocates say that's not the way it should be. Daniel Solov, author of The Digital Person, says it's just too easy for thieves with personal information to set up credit in someone else's name.
Part of the problem in the system is that any creditor can, without your consent, basically tap in to these companies and find out information about you.
So Love and others say one solution would be to put some roadblocks in the current system of easy credit that makes it so easy to borrow money in this country. For example, Beth Givens points to a California law that allows consumers to leave access to their credit reports in the off position.
When a thief attempts to open up credit, the credit issuer then does a credit check and says, I see no credit report here. We cannot extend credit to you.
When consumers want to buy a car or get a new credit card, they can sign an opt-in form and open up their credit report. Sounds good, but Professor Fred Cade of Indiana University says organized crime rings like the one that broke into ChoicePoint can easily get around these protections.
Even in situations where you require opt-in, you get somebody who comes in and appears to be opting in to getting credit. They open new credit in somebody else's name, and then they exploit that credit.
Cade says before any quick fixes are introduced, regulators will have to weigh the costs of monitoring the huge amounts of information that companies like ChoicePoint traffic in. Right now, he questions whether regulators have the resources to do this kind of police work. ChoicePoint, for its part, says it is open to further regulation. Georgia lawmakers are considering a requirement that says consumers must be notified when their data is stolen. ChoicePoint's James Lee says that idea, already in place in California, is fine by him.
We support what is essentially the California version of the notification law. We think that should be a federal law, and it should apply across the nation.
A new federal law already in place will give consumers nationwide the right to a free credit report by the end of the year. That will make it easier to check for possible identity theft, but it means consumers still have to carry much of the load. For now, consumers who don't like that role have to turn to the courts. And one California woman is already filing suit against ChoicePoint, saying the company's lax security practices amounted to fraud. Larry Abramson, NPR News.